Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blogate Tips Tuesday podcast for July 10th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include tips for doing your own content revamp that make it so easy. The SEO of deleting old content, an update on the recipe plugin schema markup test, a site audit client story about how great it feels to know what you're doing, the hoo-ha around the WordPress 4.9.7 security release, and who I'm mad about with it, how and why to turn off auto updates for WordPress, and what you have to be super vigilant about afterward. What's in the Genesis 2.6.1 recent release? And ooh, it's confirmed. The Google Speed Update rolled out July 9th, and what this really means for your site. Why a voice app for your site might be in your future. The reality of keyword research and why I don't teach it. 5 ways to get your blog post to go viral, and why a writing style matters for your blog and how to improve yours. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party, an interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion over on the Blogate Facebook page. In Blogate happenings, this week, I've been using every spare minute to work on my own new theme revamp. I set up a sandbox and the designer has been going to town on the look of it while I've been steadily working through all of my content. Now, I started with the most important pages that are linked in the main navigation, ensuring their content is current with my offers and who I serve, and making it easy for folks to find all the rich resources on the site. And my new About page has been totally revamped to be clear with what I do and who I do it for. And I want to thank all of my site audit clients in our private Facebook group for giving me feedback on it. Plus, I am thrilled to say that I have a good start on a new helpful posts page. Now, it's a list of hand-curated posts that I link to often and have some of my most popular and helpful tips and tutorials. Now, I'm still working on it, and I appreciate your feedback about any posts that helped you that aren't listed there yet. Now, to help me with the rest of the pages, I use the WP All Export plugin to spit out a CSV file of just the pages. It's a painless way to get a grip on all of the content you have on your site, and you can easily sort the report into just what you want to see, too. Plus, working with it in a spreadsheet makes it so easy to track what I've revamped and what's left to go. Now, it even included pages I have saved as a draft, which no other site crawler report can do. So see my tutorial on how to use this super handy plugin to help you revamp your content too. And during this content revamp, I'm revisiting the first workshop of the DIY SEO course that we did earlier this year, where we covered technical SEO, and a big part of that included getting familiar with the errors that Google Search Console lists for your site, including 404 errors. Now, we covered how to export those from Search Console to a spreadsheet and methodically fix them. Now, since I'll be going through that process again this week prior to deleting more old content on my site, I thought it'd be great to also circle back with the course members and see how they're doing with that process. So we're having a flash challenge on Wednesday to recheck how much Google has finally dropped off their 404 list from the changes they made to that content 6 months ago. Yep, it takes that long because Google takes its own sweet time with dropping a link from their crawl schedule. Now, I think it's a good idea for me to get a fresh list of current 404s before I start creating more of them by deleting some of this old content, because I probably won't be redirecting much of it to other pages. Now, for a taste of what I'm talking about with deleting old content, more super SEO tips, and myth busting, see my interview with top-level SEO consultant Brian Weiss of Stone Temple Consulting. It's a great primer to ensure your SEO tactics are not stuck in 2013, too. And hey, no, I haven't forgotten about the recipe plugin schema hoo-ha. Marilyn Lesniak and I are already testing plugins for the schema markup that they output, but Several of the plugins are being revamped by the devs right now over this, so we're waiting for the latest versions to roll out before finishing our test. So hang tight with the plugin you have right now, and we'll have more info for you as soon as we can. Now, this past week, two of my site audit clients reported seeing an error anytime they wanted to save or publish a post and when they wanted to delete a comment. The error called out a hooks.php file in the Cloudflare plugin, and the fix was to step down to PHP 7.1 at the host. This happened across two different hosts. And the really odd thing is, me and lots of my clients are running PHP 7.2 in Cloudflare and not seeing the issue. So I wrote a post with more details on the errors and the fix, but I still don't know why it's happening. I'm just glad it's not widespread. You know, my job at BlogAid is to empower DIY site owners to manage their own sites. And one of my site audit clients absolutely made my day this past week. She started out as a total non-tech that always had to hire someone for site fixes and such. And that all changed once she got a site audit and started reading everything that I post. And last week, she saw my post on how to renew your SSL certificate on SiteGround, but she put off doing it right away, and sure enough, her certificate expired. But instead of panicking and calling on someone to help fix it, including the host, she read the error carefully and recognized that it was connected to her SSL certificate and remembered my recent post on it. It took her all of 4 minutes to fix the problem herself. And she is feeling super empowered now too. That just makes my heart sing. She's still not a tech, but she's no longer scared of issues with her site. And she knows she can handle them herself with just a little guidance. That's exactly what successful DIY site ownership is all about. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, thanks to the folks at one of the behemoth security plugins, there was an unexpected security release of WordPress this past week. I am no fan of that security plugin nor their disclosure policies. They couldn't even wait a few hours for everyone to update before they publicly released the news. And every hacker in the world follows them for that reason. And of course, they protected their paying clients 2 days prior to releasing the news. But if you're on their free version, you're not protected for another 30 days. What a shitty thing to do. And they do it all the time. And I'm sure the folks at WordPress don't appreciate having their hands forced to release an update like this. In fact, it caused a lot of confusion. Right now, they're trying to preserve the next few minor releases to prepare for the big 5.0 Gutenberg release. In fact, they already had major plans for what would be in 4.9.7. And when this unexpected security release had to roll out instead, the info from WordPress about it pointed to stuff that was supposed to be in the next release. But now they corrected that, and all that stuff will be in 4.9.8. I even had to record a do-over in my BlogAid Today announcement on the BlogAid Facebook page and YouTube about it. So I'm pissed. Okay, so here is what's coming in 4.9.8, or at least supposed to be. It will have a try Gutenberg notice at the top of your admin pages. Don't do it. We've got a plan to put Gutenberg on ignore when it gets here around August, and I'll have more info for you on it at that time. Now, this release will also have some privacy enhancements, and I'll be checking those when the beta rolls out around July 17th, and I'll give you a heads up with screenshots or a live stream or video or such. Now, because of all the goofs and hoo-ha happening with the last several, quote, minor updates, plus the hoo-ha that's probably going to come in the next several releases, I'm advising my followers to take full control of all their WordPress updates. And I've got a super easy way for you to do that with a tutorial on the Easy Updates Manager plugin. Now, there is a catch. If you do this, then you will no longer get notices on your site or via email that WordPress updates are available. Auto updates for minor versions, such as this recent security release, will not be done for you as they have in the past. So you have to be hyper vigilant to follow me to get these notifications and do the updates when I let you know it's safe to do. Your best bet is to subscribe to BlogAid News, where you'll get my blog post plus the rare occasion when I send out a newsletter with important site info like this. Another good bet is to get on the BlogAid Facebook page, where I do live streams when breaking news happens. So be sure that you like, follow, and turn on notifications so you get those. And for more important stuff like this, I also publish a replay of that live stream on the BlogAid YouTube channel. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications there too. For my site audit clients, I share my live stream from my page to our private group, so be sure you're active in it too, else Facebook won't show that in your regular stream. And I share a post into the private group for my Webmaster Training Level 6 members too. In other words, I am doing everything I can to ensure you always get important site success info, but it's up to you to ensure you're hooked into me some kind of way and that you actually read it. In theme tips, so right behind the WordPress 4.9.7 release came a Genesis 2.6.1 update notice. Now, there are just a few bug fixes in it, like they fixed a compatibility issue with breadcrumbs in Yoast SEO, and they fixed an issue with extra slashes in settings when using the customizer, and they fixed a little PHP 7 issue with non-static methods being used statically, and a little string for skip links JavaScript. Now, I haven't heard of anyone running into issues with update, so it is safe to do. In SEO tips, here it is! Google said they would start making speed an SEO ranking factor this month, and it's now confirmed that it's rolling out as of July 9th. So, watch your analytics and Search Console info. If you start dropping rank and organic traffic on mobile, your site is considered slow. If you rise in rank and traffic, then your competitors have slower sites than you do. And the bottom line of all of it is, as the pain of this starts to hit site owners and they start making their sites faster, visitors are going to become less tolerant of slow sites, especially on mobile. So, one way or the other, more folks are going to start bouncing off your site if it takes too long for them to see what they came for. Now, it may not matter whether you get your traffic from search or not. Ooh, this is cool. Forget having a mobile app created for your site. This thing is going to be the app to have. It's a voice app. And this one has an SEO challenge on it. And this is the second SEO app for Google Assistant that I know of. The other one is from Stone Temple Consulting. You know, every year in the DIY SEO course, someone asks about a good tool for keyword research and why I don't talk about it much. Now, if you're going to play the SEO game based on that strategy, then you need to play it every day and use paid tools like the Cognitive SEO one I have linked above, or Ahrefs, or SEMrush, or others. It's like day trading in the financial market. Keyword popularity and ranking shifts every day. Go look at that post and note at the bottom of the chart on Cognitive SEO how many algorithm changes Google has made just today. It was 35 when I checked. You are far better off doing everything you can to get your SEO foundation squared away, like I teach in the course, and creating useful content that makes you the go-to person for that info, and building authority and tribe. That also requires having a fast, secure site and a pleasant user experience. And then get into the habit of reading your Google Analytics deeply on a regular schedule so you see what folks are liking and create more of it. Then and only then are you prepared to jump into this keyword game. In fact, every day I see reports from SEO firms that charge $2,000 a month, stating how they put the site on a solid SEO foundation first, then went after the keywords and backlinks. You know, the trouble with hiring an agency to do that first part of the service is you as the content creator are left in the dark about how to keep it going. And that's what the DIY SEO course is all about. You know how to square away the foundation of your site. You know what's going on with Search Console and how you're doing in search and what the errors and warnings are. And you know how to max out all 14 levels of SEO on each post you create. Now, if you hired an agency to do all that for you, then you could never keep it going yourself. Plus, you could use all the keywords you wanted and still never rank. With SEO, knowing what you're doing behind the scenes counts as much as writing good content. In blogging tips, once you write that super authoritative content, you want everyone to know about it. And that includes making it so good that all your peeps want to share it too. And I've got an excellent post for you from the folks at Blogging Pro to help you do just that. It's titled, 5 Ways You Can Get Your Blog Posts to Go Viral. Now, the tips in the first section are all about how to write amazing content, and they are so good, so it's well worth a read. And if you need a few more tips to create amazing content that gets consumed and shared, check out this post on Blogging Wizard. It's titled, Why a Writing Style Matters for Your Blog and How to Improve Yours. You know, finding your voice takes time. But what I found is that folks are super attracted to a unique personality that comes through in the prose. I know for sure that my no-nonsense, get-to-the-point, easy-to-understand teaching voice is what attracts and keeps my readers. They tell me that all the time. And telling a good story is an art. You're taking folks on a journey. So write like that, and you'll keep folks all the way to the end of your post. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share the post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get here on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.